The Dalai Lama's representatives have wrapped up a series of secret talks with Chinese government officials, all the while state officials of China publicly accused him last week of orchestrating deadly rioting in the Tibetan capital on March 14th. Marquette University political scientist Barrett McCormick says that's not the Buddhist leader's way.
The Dalai Lama has consistently called for nonviolence. There's very little indication that he's ever supported any violent policy.
The Chinese government has also called for the exiled spiritual leader to restrain a certain Tibetan faction.
A group called the Tibetan Youth Congress that the Chinese government has accused of fomenting violence, and they've asked for the Dalai Lama to crack down on that group. He's been restrained in that. I think that he's reluctant to divide the Tibetan exile community.
McCormick says previous talks between the two parties have gone nowhere. He believes it's more of a PR ploy on China's part. The Dalai Lama will be traveling to Madison July 19th to the 24th. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.